All right, so are you ready to like dive back into festival season? I know I am.
It's almost here.
Yeah, I'm so stoked. But my closet? Not so much.
Yeah, I feel that.
Same old stuff from last year, and money's a little tight this year, so I can't really buy a whole new wardrobe. But
Yeah.
luckily for us, today we're taking a deep dive into how to revamp your festival style without, breaking the bank.
Exactly.
Okay, so our inspiration today is this awesome article called Transform Last Year's Festival Outfits: Creative Ideas. It's got tons of DIY tricks to make your old clothes look totally fresh.
Sounds right up our alley.
Right. Okay, so let's start with this word you hear everywhere: upcycling. What does it actually mean?
Well, it's way more than just like sewing a patch onto a shirt. Like, it's about taking something you already own and giving it new life,
Yeah.
transforming it into something totally new and unique, you know? And it's huge right now, especially like with people who care about sustainability and fashion.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we all know fast fashion is a big problem for the environment.
Definitely a big problem.
So upcycling is like a really cool way to combat that.
Absolutely. It's all about reducing textile waste, giving your clothes a second life, and, just being more conscious about what we buy.
Okay, so this article has a bunch of ideas, and I'm loving the ones that are perfect for festivals. Adding some fringe is an instant way to get that boho look.
Oh, for sure.
And tie-dye, I mean, it never goes out of style.
Yeah, but think like beyond basic tie-dye,
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of like neon colors, ombre effects this year.
Oh, yeah.
That one looks so cool on like an old tank top or even a denim jacket.
Ooh, or you could even like add some cool patches to those.
Patches,
Band
yes.
logos, quirky designs, like anything goes.
Anything
I'm
goes.
picturing something like super intricate on the back of a denim jacket, maybe like a celestial theme or something.
Oh, that would be amazing. And when you're adding all those embellishments, you got to make sure they stay
Okay,
put.
you don't want to be leaving a trail of sequins all over the festival.
Yeah.
Exactly. You need to choose the right fabric glue,
Yeah.
one that's strong and washable. For like heavier stuff, like studs or chains, you'll need something really heavy duty.
Yeah.
But for lighter fabrics and sequins, a simple fabric glue will do.
This is what I love about DIY. You get your hands dirty and you actually learn how things work.
It's so satisfying. There's something really special about making something beautiful with your own hands.
Totally. Okay, so I'm feeling inspired to raid my closet, but how do we make sure these upcycled pieces really stand out? Like, doesn't everyone wear like the same kind of stuff to festivals?
Yeah, that's the thing. DIY lets you stand out in a sea of mass-produced fashion. You can take those trends and make them your own.
Yeah.
So, like, you could take an old dress and completely change its shape, shorten it, add some cutouts, maybe layer it with something unexpected.
I love that idea. Like, imagine taking a flowy maxi dress and turning it into like a trendy mini with some edgy cutouts.
Yes, or you could even combine different pieces to create something new, like maybe cut up an old graphic tee into a crop top.
Oh, smart.
And then pair it with a high-waisted skirt you've embellished with, like studs and fringe. The possibilities are endless.
Okay, so we've covered a lot: upcycling, festival fashion, DIY tips, and even how to stand out in a crowd.
It's more than just clothes, you know?
Totally.
It's a whole mindset.
Yeah, and I think the big takeaway here is like, you don't have to buy into the hype. You can create something amazing, something totally unique, and you can do it all with stuff you already have,
Definitely.
and maybe even inspire others to do the same.
Now, here's a thought. We talked about how cool it is to upcycle clothes and be creative, but where else in your life could you apply this kind of resourceful thinking? Just something to think about.
I like that. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See ya.